welcome to the service day. Isn't it a beautiful Lord's Day?
Amen.
I appreciate you being here. We may have some other stragglers that have come in that got about the time change here with our service, but that's okay. I'm glad that you're here, and we want to welcome our guest that's with us. Marcia, who, tell us about your mom and your aunt. They're here, and praise the Lord for that. Anybody else visiting for the first time or first time in a good while? Back, yep, who we got back here?
Brenda Kerwin King.
Nice to have the Kings with us as well. Praise the Lord that y'all are here. Anyone else in that category? Good to have all of our regular folks here with us. Jim Jewell, if you'll come at this time, he is going to lead us in a prayer of thanksgiving as we begin our service. And thanks to Lauren for the opener that she just did for us too. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let us pray, please. Father in heaven, we are grateful for the opportunity to be here. We're thankful for the many blessings you've given us this past year. We're thankful for our salvation we have through your Son, Jesus. And Lord, today we ask you just to stir our hearts, draw us closer to you, and be with each participant that have opportunities to serve you today in music and songs, Lord, that will give you honor and glory. And we're thankful for the good day, the blessings, the good year you've given us in our salvation. Meet each needs here. Comfort and strengthen us, which in Jesus' name that we ask it all. Amen.
Amen. All right, let's all stand. We're going to sing. The first song we're going to sing this morning is 231 in the hymnal. If you made it, come, Christians, join to sing.
Thank you.
All this stuff's being taken down behind us. We're going to sing some choruses. The first one is How Majestic Is Your Name. Thank you.
going to sing Holy Forever.
Oh come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let
to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him in songs. For the Lord is great and a king, and a great king above all gods. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his good, for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people of his own blood, suffered and died outside the gate. Because of him, therefore, let us also offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Amen. All right. This time we have Sunday school classes that are going to come get in place. First one is going to be a special by Landon as he comes to the piano. And then I understand Leah is going to lead us in singing what he played. So keep that in mind.
Really hard for the last couple of months to learn this new song for y'all, and I hope that you get a blessing out of it. They've been practicing hard. Thank you very much for bringing them every Sunday. They couldn't come without you bringing them. happy moments, praise God. In difficult moments, seek God. In quiet moments, worship God. In painful moments, trust God. And in every moment, thank God. The primary and junior Sunday school classes are now going to tell you what they're thankful for.
I'm thankful for my family and all that God has given us.
I'm thankful for Anna.
I'm thankful for my parents.
I'm thankful for a house.
I'm thankful for my dog Peaches.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take some favorites. You're only going to take three, so you know what that means? Who you ever say it? I see first. Beth Jones?
10.
10? Crystal?
4:13.
You know the rule now, right? I don't know it, you have to leave. Lane? I guess we could do that.
You would have to do something like that.
I hope I don't know it, sir. You're going to have to come up here and leave. All right. Yeah, she said 93 in the wild. Yeah, we can handle that one. All right, first one, number 10 in your hymnal. And then he's looking up here because these are your picks. Let's stand as we do this first one. We're only going to sing one verse. Number 10.
When the bells are ringing, I'll be there.
one loves us better. And he'll never leave us nor forsake us. He's always there to hold on to us.
Amen.
And I'm glad that he does the holding and not us having it.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Our ushers are coming forward at this time to receive the tithes and offerings today. As they do, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we do thank you for that truth that you are always there. You're always here for us. And I pray that we would always look to you to be able to hold us. Thank you, Father, for the praises that we've heard already today. And as we continue, may you be glorified in everything that we say and do. And part of that doing right now is the giving of these tithes and offerings. And I pray that we have done it and planned it from our heart of love to you, and that you receive it as such. And we thank you for all that you shall accomplish. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.
Amen.
We've got some more favorites right now. And we've got the next group that's getting ready, a trio here, I believe, with specials. They're going to get ready behind me here as I lead this favorite. So who do we have that wants to share what they got of it as a favorite? Any number, Out of the Wilds or the hymn book. Am I doing right?
Yeah, you're right.
Okay. There we go. Any favorites? We'll skip right on to the next one. No favorites. All right. What? You're looking for it. Okay.
How about 426?
424 and 426. 24 and 426. All right, we'll just do with those two right there. Yep. Huh? 132. Let me see there. 132. All right, 424. Heavenly Sunlight. Stand at your feet one more time. When we sing there is power, power. Let's do it four times. There is power, 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 power. Let's try it. Children's Church. Wait, hold on a second, Sharon. I'm sorry. I forgot. Children's Church is dismissed during this song, and they're going to be over in the fellowship hall. Matter of fact, from here out, right now, all of our Children's Church ministries will be meeting in the big fellowship hall room, parents, so you know where to get them after the service here. Let's sing together now.
Would you be free from the burden of sin? There's power in the blood.
Power, power, power. Opinion is because that's getting short time. So just thank y'all so much for your help. And remember, we shop all year, and the bin will be back in the foyer before long, and we will have some things for you guys to purchase. But and also, if you don't mind, I appreciate your prayers as I go to Charlotte next Tuesday to work in the distribution center. If you've never done that, it's a lot of fun. So just pray for my safety going and to and from, and I appreciate that. But thanks again for everybody's help. We've had a wonderful time and great opportunity. Pray for those boxes as they travel. Just pray that they reach the right child at the right time.
Amen. Thank you, Beth. Behind you there, Mike.
I'm Mike. We concerned about the future. Pastor retiring. And I'm heartened this morning to see, you know, the young people up here, the teenagers. You know, Lord's put me in a position where I get to know them a little bit better through Sunday school, and I know their hearts. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Anyone else? This is the time.
Hello, my name is Joshua Haymaker. I want to thank you for this church. We are great people that love each other and worship together the way that the Lord wants us to worship. It's been a difficult year for my family. My granddad being in the hospital, my uncle being in the hospital, and I just lost my aunt. And she's with my uncle right now. Next Saturday, we're going to go down and have a funeral, and please pray for our safety. I want to thank everyone for your support, and I want to thank our pastor that took my phone call that he was there for our family. Thank you, Pastor, for what you did for us. I'm so glad I know the Lord Jesus Christ. I know where I'm going when it's my time. I pray that whoever doesn't know the Lord, today's the day. And we also need to pray for our country and Israel right now. Amen. In Jesus' name.
That's right. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Anyone else like to share? Foster?
Yeah, I'll see if I can get through this right quick. But I praise the Lord for his healing powers. And I praise the Lord for this immediate family and the church family that's been with us for the whole step of the way. You know, my wife suffered a brain hemorrhage earlier in the year. And we couldn't have done it without you and the love of God and his healing powers. But my mind's just going blank. I'm extremely grateful for the Lord.
Amen. Anyone else? There we go.
I'm Suzanne, and I'm new to coming here. And I want to tell you what a blessing you have all been. Not just to me, and I came to know this church through Rhoda. I'm staying with her now and helping her out. I hope I'm helping. But it was through your work with her. I am just absolutely blown away by the number of people that have stepped up to help Rhoda and her family get through this time. And then I look around and I see all the music that is in this church. I don't think I've ever seen a church that has so much talent God has put in one place. Amen. From the little children who are singing to the teenagers that are sharing their faith through song. And I don't think, for me, music gets into our souls, I think, much deeper than words do. It does for me. And I just want to say thank you to all of you for all that you have done and all that you continue to do just in the way you live your life. It's not, you know, it's a lot of it is nothing special. You put a box out, out front in December for the Christmas boxes that you're going to send in November, and you work on it all year long. It just is, I don't think you understand how special this church is and how much the people here are showing God's love each and every day in everything that you do. And I just want to say thank you because it has meant so much to me.
Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Very well. I got a lot to be thankful for. Of course, I'm thankful for my salvation. I'm thankful for this church. I'm thankful for my wife and my kids. As a lot of you know, a little over 2 years ago in October, I was diagnosed with colorectal cancer, stage 4 colorectal cancer. As of last weekend, it'll be a year that I've been cancer free. Very thankful for that. And I know it sounds silly, but I'm just thankful to be alive, still be alive, and that God's still allowing me to live.
Amen. Anyone else? This is the testimony time. Give God the praise.
Real quick, Pastor. I too am very thankful for a lot of things, and I was just today and here recently, and a lot of things have been going on. I guess I just would like to ask if you were here at this church prior to Pastor being here, would you raise your hand? So it's just a few. Pastor's been here for over 30 years, but I think about our church, and I was talking to Jimmy Jewell this past week, where there's a lot of things to be negative about. But with our teens that you've seen this morning, the group that we have now is one of the best groups we've had. And I've been working with the teens for over 20 years. Our church, the people that are here, we are a more active church now than we have been in years. Whether it was the trunk or treat that had an unbelievable group of people, the shoeboxes and the turnout and the things that we're doing. And I do thank God for that, but I also thank our pastor who ushers and leads through these things. It's more than just pastoring and giving a message on Sunday, but he pastors the church. And very grateful for that. Thank God for the many years that he has given us.
Amen. All right, we have another special at this time. So let's all get in place here.
Bless the Lord, oh my
flowers and our victory stand. And like the wind, our years will come and go.
Share just a brief message with you this morning concerning giving of thanks. There are a lot of things during this time of year that remind us of the necessity of giving thanks unto the Lord, and it is a necessity on our part. It's also a command on His part that He has given it to us that we are to be thankful, not just to be grateful, but to express it in our thanksgiving. And we have things such as Thanksgiving Day itself that reminds us to give thanks, and I hope as you look forward, to Thursday and being able to share with family and friends, I hope you get to do that and can share some things of praise of what God has done in your life. Again, it's all about Him and what He has done. We praise Him for that. There are special services at this time of year, such as this, that remind us to give thanks unto the Lord. There are special people in our lives during this time of year, or situations that would remind us to be thankful. Today I want to look at that giving of thanks, and I want us to see giving thanks God's way. Father, I pray that as we look into Your Word, as we see the commands that You give, that we might be reminded and encouraged to properly give thanks unto You, for You're worthy. In Jesus' name I ask. Amen. For what are we to give thanks? Well, I'm glad you asked that question. We're to give thanks for a whole lot of things. Matter of fact, everything. For all things, Ephesians 5:20 says, giving thanks always for all things unto God, unto the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Giving thanks always for all things. You know, even the things that we look at sometimes we don't think are that pleasant. We're to give thanks for them. Some of the things that we go through that are not just unpleasant, but are just downright hurtful and hard, we're to give thanks for them. Not only that, in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, it says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Everything that we have happened to us in our lives. On Sunday night right now, we're doing a study that's kind of looking at the purpose of knowing God. And from that, we have learned several things. One, the ultimate goal for us as believers is to bring glory unto God. And the way that we bring glory unto God is by being what He wants us to be and by doing what He wants us to do. But the way that we are motivated to be and to do in a way that would please Him is by loving Him. And the way that we get that motivation of love is by learning Him. The more we get to know God, the more we love Him, because He is only lovable. He does all things well. And so the way that we get to know God is in two primary ways. One is right here, obviously, through His Word, that He reveals Himself of what He is like and who He is to us. But also in circumstances of our life that I call providence. Through providences, God takes the events and circumstances of our life that He has designed and He has controlled that are for our good and for His glory. And let that sink in a minute. Providence. It's the events and circumstances of our life designed and controlled by God for our good and for His glory. That's what God does. And with that, Psalm 57 and verse 2 says, I will cry unto the God Most High, unto God who performs all things for me. You know, that's the Romans 8:28 of the Old Testament. God performs all things for me, for my benefit. And we have that promise of God that He will be there. He will not only hold on to us, but He will work in us to be and to do of His good pleasure. And that's the God that we have. We're to give thanks for all things. We're to give thanks for everything. We're to give thanks for God's gift. 2 Corinthians 9 and verse 15. Thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift. What does unspeakable gift refer to? So we can say, who does it refer to? And the Lord Jesus Christ. His unspeakable gift is the gift of His Son. In Isaiah 9:6, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Should not perish. The word there means and describes dying and having to go into God's judgment of hell for all eternity. God loved the world too much and didn't want anybody to perish. Amen. But all would come unto the remedy of what He had provided. His Son to take our place. His Son to pay our penalty of death. For the wages of sin is death. And Jesus Christ paid it all. Not just a physical death, but a separation from the Father as He hung there on Calvary. We praise the Lord for His unspeakable gift. Romans 8:32 says, He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all. That's what He did. We have the gift of God's Son to be thankful for. We have, we're to be thankful for what we are. Psalm 139 verse 14 says, I will praise Thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. You know, God made every one of us. Matter of fact, before He ever made us, the scripture tells that He wrote down in His book exactly what we were going to be like. And then He went about to perform that in making us, developing us to be exactly what He wanted. We need to be thanking the Lord for eyeglasses. I can't see you without them. Thanking the Lord for being able to play a piano and sing. Thanking the Lord for cancer, for stroke.
God has a purpose in all things. The situations, the circumstances of our life, the events that take place, designed and controlled by God for our good and for His glory. We need to come back to that so often. I will praise Thee, for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. We're to praise God for what we are able to do. So much of what I've said already describes it. In Colossians 3:17, it says, whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Everything that we are able to do, able to participate, able to even be here in the service today, we ought to be thankful to God. Because tomorrow may not be so. Be thankful to the Lord for everything that we're able to do. For all things, for everything, for God's gift, for what we are, and what we're able to do for Him. That's what we're to be giving thanks for. How are we to give thanks? Well, we're to give thanks, first of all, by prayer. You know, prayer is just simply us talking to God. That's all it is. Philippians 4:6 says, be careful for nothing. In other words, the word means anxious. Don't worry about anything. Be careful for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. You know, our prayer talking to God is more and should be a lot more than just, Lord, I need this. Lord, will you help me do this? Lord, you know, my friend is sick. You know, those things are necessary in prayer, but that's not the only things that we ought to be thinking about talking to God about. We need to be praising Him. Adoration is what it's called. Giving Him the praise due unto His name because of who He is and what He has done. Don't worry about anything. Cast everything on Him and do it with thanksgiving. Not only are we to give thanks by prayer, talking to God, but we're to give thanks by testimony, which you did a while ago, some of you, talking to others about what God has done. Psalm 145 and verse 4 says, one generation shall praise thy works to another and shall declare thy mighty acts. One generation to another should testify of the greatness of God. Parents, I should encourage you again that you be a testimony unto your children of what God is doing in your life. Don't not share those things. I don't think any of us would hide those things, but we may fail not to share them clearly. Our children need to know and hear and see what God is doing in our life. And we need to encourage them to have and develop a personal walk with the Lord where they see what God is doing in their life. That's so vitally important. Psalm 105 and verse 1, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon His name. Make known His deeds among the people. Tell about what God has done. Tell others amongst the people. So we're to give thanks by prayer, talking to God, and we're to give thanks by testimony, talking to others. And then finally, in Leviticus 22:29, it says, and when ye will offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving unto the Lord, offer it at your own will. We are to give thanks and praise unto God willingly. That's how we are to praise the Lord. We've already seen what we're to praise the Lord. When are we to praise the Lord? Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15. Let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is, the fruit of our lips giving thanks unto His name. We are to have on our heart and on our mind God. And when things are happening and things come, we ought to be praising Him. Amen. This morning I was walking over to the gym, giving out some of the order services, and just walking over there, I just held up my arms and said, Lord, thank you for such a beautiful day. Amen. Not a cloud in the sky, not that that would make any difference, but it's just such a beautiful time, and we should recognize and we should acknowledge, Lord, this is your day. You've given me the opportunity to be here health-wise, and I praise you for what you've done. I thank the Lord for being able to be a part of a service such as this. It's been a great blessing to my heart as well. We are to give thanks unto God continually. What is the result of our thanksgiving unto the Lord? When Psalm 40 and verse 3 it says, "And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord." The praise off of our lips unto the Lord, others are going to hear. Others will realize what you're doing in praising the Lord. And there are two outcomes possibly that may take place. One, fear, and then the other one is trust. Fear has to do with reverence, respect, that pays attention unto God. Many will hear and have that reverence, respect unto the Lord. And many will trust. Trust has to do with reliance. Trust has to do initially with believing and receiving the Lord Jesus Christ. You know that when we're in this world, we're born into this world as sinners. None of us are born headed toward heaven. We're all born under God's judgment. But God sent his Son, the Lord Jesus, to take our place, as I said earlier. And Jesus, when he died on Calvary, he didn't die there for his sin, but he died for ours.
Amen.
And when he died there, he paid the penalty of my sin completely and your sin as well.
Amen.
And all he asks is that we acknowledge that we're sinners. And then we acknowledge, Lord, I believe that Jesus died there for my sin. By the way, it doesn't matter what sin it is. There is no sin that he did not die for.
Amen.
And to think that he cannot pay for your sin is to think very little of our Savior. Jesus paid it all.
Amen.
All to him I owe.
Amen.
We ought to be thankful. And so it is recognizing that we're a sinner, recognizing that God gave his Son to be our substitute and died and paid for our sin penalty completely. And then all we need to do is, by faith, make a choice to receive him as our payment of sin. That's what salvation is. When we make that choice to receive him, as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. We can have our sins completely forgiven. That's the initial, believing and receiving. Have you done that? I pray that you have, but if you're here today and you have not, or you're not sure if you have, may I encourage you to seek one of us out at the end of the service, that we can lead you step by step in making that choice. I don't want you to leave today without it. You need that today. Not only that, but there is that trust that comes continually after we're saved. Do you rely on the Lord, Christian? Do you rely on him for the power to do the things that you need to do in ministry? All of the people that's been involved in our service this morning, can I say this question, ask this question to you? Did you stop and acknowledge, Lord, I can't do this without you. I need you to help me to accomplish this today, whether it's playing a piano, singing, whether it's directing the choir, or whether it's singing in the choir, whatever it is. We need God's help. We need to rely on him, to trust him. I pray that as believers, that would be our testimony, that he would know that we are looking to him. So this holiday season and always, let's give thanks to God, God's way, and see what he does. We're going to close the service with a song. In this song, you'll have the words up here. You know what, pretty good. It's repetitive. But I'm going to do it in reverse of what's found in the hymn book, so don't get confused. You know, right now, in this church, in your church, Lord, be glorified.
Amen.
be glorified today. I pray that he was and is, as we're here today to praise him. As we leave out of here and go to our homes, then we're going to sing the second verse, "In my home, Lord, be glorified." And then in this next week, as we go out into this world, "Lord, in my life, be glorified." Let's stand together as we sing, please. Service this week. It will not be on Wednesday night. It'll be on Tuesday night at 7:30, and there will not be a choir practice prior to it. So a 7:30 prayer service on Tuesday, not Wednesday.